The pasuk says, "Choyim ma'isaylam." Like Rashi says over there, "Zechoyim ma'isaylam" means ne'osa barishoinim. We have to look back what happens in the old times, stories that we might have seen. Binu shnois dor v'dor. We have to learn up. Every year, every generation has to learn from the story and the mice that go on. To take out a lesson always. Things don't happen for nothing. Sha'alavicho v'yagetcho z'kenecho v'yomulach. We have a achrayas, an obligation to constantly learn from everything that goes on in the world, to take the chizuk and the musr of what goes on in a practical sense in our own lives. And especially when something happens in our machana, by us, not just across the world, not just by the Goyish world, something that happens by us, how much more we're achroi to go ahead and learn up from the stories that happen. Today we're going to talk about Inyan D'Yoma. Some of you might have heard the story, and some of you might have not heard the story. But last week, there was a terrible maisa here in Lakewood on Thursday. The news went out that a bachur was stabbed, and it was in a yeshiva. My wife heard from the Hatzolah man's child who was on the scene. 2 inches over, it would have been the stabbing in the heart, and the person would have been dead on arrival. Mamish was very close, very serious. The person was rushed to the hospital in serious condition. As the news went out, they realized that it wasn't, the news went out that it wasn't a terrorist attack. It wasn't any stranger that came into the yeshiva. But rather, it was a fight that happened between two bachurim, and a bachur stabbed a different bachur. Something we have to think about. These are maisim that go on in public school every day. And Rachman al Tzlan in a yeshiva, by Bnei Torah, by Bnei Aliyah, Rachman al Tzlan to have such a story, a bachur pulls out a 4-inch pocket knife and he stabs a different bachur. Hayadayim yedei Esav. The kol kol Yaakov, what we stand for, we're using Yedayim De'esav. Someone told my wife on Shabbos, this story happened Thursday, she said, oh, today all the Bachurim have pocket knives. Who doesn't have a pocket knife? No big deal. All Bachurim have pocket knives. I hope it's not true. I hope she's dead wrong. Rachman al-Tzlan, Yedayim De'esav. It's a tremendous bezoyin ha-Torah. Tremendous bezoyin for yeshivas, for Bnei Torah, for the whole Olam HaTorah, it's a bezoyin. Dvar Hashem Boza. Achman Utslana Ben Torah. To have such a thing should happen. When I heard this story, I immediately said, let's say, Reuven, who stabbed the Bachar, Reuven performed this act of, let's call it Ritzicha. Reuven performed this act. I said, the victim, Shimon, is also guilty. Right when I heard the story, I said, Shimon's also guilty. Because Shimon obviously had to do something enough that Reuven wanted to pull a knife on him. This is what I said at the time. Mamish, toich kidei dibi when I heard the story. And this is something I want to talk about today. I don't want to talk about Reuven. Rachman al-Tzlan, we know very well how terrible what Reuven did. And this is the metzias of an Adam. We have to realize, Al-Tamin ba'atzmacha ad yoy meyscha, the Mishnah says, don't trust yourself till the day you die. Rachman al-Tzlan, people could do one thing and the next thing, gereres. A person could fall so bad that the Sfarim speak out, could turn into a Ritzayach. Rachman al-Tzlan, don't trust yourself ad yoy meyscha. But today we're not talking about Reuven. I want to talk about Shimon. Shimon, the victim that got stabbed. So you're thinking to yourself, what do you mean? Why is Shimon guilty? What does this mean? Let me read you what the Pele Yoyitz says. The Metzias of Machlaikas. Zot the Pele Yoyitz. Kasheyia riv bein anoshim. When two people have a fight, ha echod mehem, one of them, im hoya yore shamayim v'roidiv shalom, if you really had yore shamayim, and you really were roidiv shalom, gam es hasheni hoya mevila darkei shalom, you could have made the second guy also brought back to peace. Ki iev shalom achloikas l'skayim v'hu be'echad, you can't have a fight with one person. Fights need two. You need two people to fight. And if the first one was a Yori Shemayim and Roidiv Shalom, there wouldn't have been a fight. Even if the other one's performing a fight, but automatically you would be able to bring the other one back to Shalom if you really were a Yori Shemayim and wanted peace. Zokter Pele Yoyitz, ki anutzu anoshim yachtov, the Pasuk says. Two people fight yachtov. Shnehem shovim l'ra, says the Pele Yoyitz. You're both equally in the bad, you're both equally guilty. Because every time you have a fight, each one says, Loma Ashpil is atzmi. Why should I lower myself? The eshor ani tachtov, and I should be the one underneath? I should let him win? That's what makes the machlokes grow and expand and become greater. Shari Amru, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Hai Tigra, a fight is domi labitka demai. It's like a dam that holds back water. Kivon de ravach ravach. Once you puncture a small hole on a dam, once it starts opening, the water starts flowing through, it goes and goes and it gets tremendously big. The rushing water just breaks it all down. Says the Pele Yoyitz, luchachmu yaskilu. If you just had any seichel, shemashpul atzmai lidev shalom, you'd lower yourself to make peace, to run after peace, hu ha'oila maila maila, and that one that really does that, he's the one that's really on top. When you lower yourself in the machlokes, you're the true winner. Now, unfortunately, it's not just this point of the Pele Yoyitz that has to be discussed, that it takes two to fight, and therefore, even the victim, Shimon, who was stabbed, is guilty because it takes two to fight. Unfortunately, I was very correct in my assessment. It seems that Shimon, the bachur that was stabbed, was a tremendous bully with words, and he was bullying Reuven for a very, very long time. Reuven didn't just pull a knife out of nowhere. He was being bullied by Shimon for weeks, months, and maybe even years. We have to realize, and like the Pele Yoyitz Taka talks about, the pain of words. Many times people think, well, I didn't do anything. Well, I just said something. That's all I did. I didn't do anything. You don't realize your words could be stabbing your friend. Your words could be stabbing your chavrusa. Your words could be stabbing your roommate. Says the Pele Yoyitz, Oinoas Dvarim, the pain of words. It's worse than painting someone and ripping off with money. Like the Gemara he brings down above Metzia. Kol hatsha'orim ninalu. All the gates of Shemayim are locked. Chutz mishari ayno. Besides the gate of pain of words. That pain that a Yid has pierces Shemayim. V'hu nifra yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmoy. Says the Pele Yoyitz from the Gemara, Hashem himself is going to pay back that person that pained someone with words. Peroyon chazok, a strong payment. I don't want to say this, but this is the Metzius. Shimon, who Rachman al-Tzlam was stabbed and was rushed, he collapsed a minute later because he got stabbed and was rushed to the hospital. Let's think about it. Reuven really didn't do it to him. If you really have emunah and hashkacha pratis, Reuven was just a messenger. The Rebbeinu Shalom did it to him. The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted this person to be stabbed and end up in a hospital in critical condition. Some say he was flown to the hospital. I don't know if it's true or not. But Rachman al-Tzlam, the Rebbeinu Shalom threw him into the hospital. The Rebbeinu Shalom saw this bully who's painting people with words all the time, his Ainoas Dvarim, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is Nifra Peroyan Chazak, a very strong payment. Who would have thought? Gambozeh Rabim Koshlu, many people stumble on this issue. Ki lo yodu, they don't understand ma ainoas dvarim. They don't understand what it means to paint someone with words. They think it's no big deal. You say something, you make emotion about a guy, you make him feel bad. These things are hurtful. Ukadeleida, if a person wants to know, be'eza dvarim etzdar chaver, what things might pain my friend? What do I have to be careful about with the way I talk to my roommate? What do I have to be careful when I talk to my chavrusa? What words could really pain my chaver? Yekayim tamid maimar Rabbi Seinu. Keep the words of Chazal. The Chazal tell us. Da'aloch sonei l'chavroch lo yisavid. What you hate, don't do to your friend. How would you like it if you were in his shoes? How would you appreciate if someone said that to you? How would you like it if people were laughing at you and making faces at you or anything like that to you? Put yourself in his shoes and then you'll understand the pain that he's having. The rabbim mitzar meschaveirim derech schoik. People mitzar their friends. It's a joke. Kalos roish. Kedei lahar besimcha. Just to make fun. It's kishmak. Hareze kemisaleya hayoyrezikim. Says the Peloyoyets, it's like you're shooting arrows into the guy's heart. You're shooting arrows into his heart. The first person that performed this act of pulling a knife wasn't Reuven on Thursday. It was Shimon who was pulling a knife constantly with his words. Dainos Dvorim, bullying this guy, telling him different hurtful things. He was stabbing him day in, day out. Onesh ya onesh, but oifin shetiya hasimcha letuga nefechas. He's going to be so punished that his joy is going to turn into mourning. Azoy zok the peliyoyitz. I don't know if I should say this in public. I know there's a lot of recordings here, and the recordings go out, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. I heard over that the rabbeim of his old yeshiva, spachas now is a mesifta, but Shimon that was stabbed, his elementary school yeshiva, I heard the rabbeim, when they heard the story, were happy. They said it's coming to him. They said that this kid was such a bully in elementary school, they couldn't handle him. This guy was a bully. Every class, every rabbi, they couldn't deal with him. There was nothing they could do to get this guy to close his mouth. There was nothing to do that they could get this guy to stop bothering people, to stop hurting people, to stop chaperoning people. And they tried and tried and tried, and here he is in Masifta, and he finally got stabbed and ended up in the hospital. The Rebbeinu Shalom orchestrated it. This is what the Rabbeim said. This is what I heard over. True or not true, it's true. The Metzius is true. You have to realize what's going on. And the Peliyoyitz ends off. Yishtadal, every one of us has to try. Shei ruach habriyas neicha emenu. Our job in this issue, in this area that we're talking about, is that the ruach habriyos, people's feelings, should be noicha emenu, should be happy with you. Ubezeyech ruach hamokim noicha emenu. And then you know Hashem is happy with you. What type of person are you? If you want to know if Hashem is happy with you, think about it. What type of guy are you? Are you a pleasant individual? Do people feel comfortable around you? What type of person are you? A Ruach HaBriya is Neiche Imenu? Or you're this tough individual that everybody's scared to get near you? What type of guy are you? If you want to know if Hashem's happy with you, ask the question. Are the Briyas, the Ruach HaBriyas, Neiche Imenu? Do people like you and they flock to you or not? This is something we have to ask ourselves. And then we'll know where we're standing. You know, in this week's parasha, there's a Moridika Pasuk in the beginning of the parasha. When describing Yosef HaTzadik, it says, V'hu nar es b'nei bilav es b'nei zilpa nisheyov. He was a nar, Yosef, to b'nei bilav and b'nei zilpa. What does this mean? So Rashi over there says, Shaisa oisam maisa narus. He did childish type of stuff. Misakin b'saroi. He was always fixing his hair. M'mashrish b'eino, busy with his eyes. K'dei sheyia nira yafa, they should look nice. This is what the Pasuk says, Hu nar. Nar meant he was doing maisa narus, this childish activity. The chayur, it's a pella. We're talking about Yosef HaTzadik here. What's the Torah telling me? Yosef HaTzadik was saying something, it doesn't even sound like it's a nice thing to say about him. Mom's like, you know, almost like a Lashon Hara that you're telling me about Yosef HaTzadik. What was Yosef doing? So I saw a Moritik Pshat in a Sefer Tferis Yirmiyah. Heintikal Mechaber of a Sefer, Ala Torah. A Moritik Pshat. He was asking even more. He wants to know, Stam. Yosef, the whole beginning of the parish is about the Chaloimas, the dreams. The dreams were something very real, representing Yosef's future Malucha, that he's going to be Melech. Like the Pasuk says, Oviv Shamar Sadova, Yaakov was waiting to see. What does it mean? Yoshev, Ubetzapin, Umamtin, the Lashon Rashi, he was waiting there, Masayavin, when it's going to happen. It means his father was watching the dreams to see, Mamtin, Ubetzapin, Masayavin, when it's going to be. His father knew this is the destiny, that Yoshev is going to be the Melech. Doing this Maisa Nairus, of fixing his hair, is the opposite of Melucha. It's a childish young thing. Well, this is Malchus. And this pasuk in the beginning of the parasha, we're talking about the malchus of Yosef with the dreams. Says the Sefer Tferes Yirmiyah, a Moridik Pshat. Do you realize it's connected? V'hu nar es b'nei bilav v'nei zilpa. It goes together, the pasuk. What does it mean, v'hu nar es b'nei bilav v'nei zilpa? What's the connection? If you look at Rashi, the next Rashi, b'nei bilav v'nei zilpa, what does that mean? Zok Rashi Koloimar Rogil Eitzel B'nei Bila. Yosef hung out and very much he was by the B'nei Bila. Lufisha Hoyu Echov Mevazin Oison. The brothers used to embarrass the B'nei Bila. V'hu Mekarvan. They used to get embarrassed and put down and bullied and shepherded and hurt. And Yosef HaTzadik used to run after to hang out and help the B'nei Bila be Mekarv them. To make them feel good. That was Yosef's role that he did. Says the Tiferes Yirmiyah. That's what B'hu Nar is. Yosef, although he's a melech, malchus. Malchus. Usually a melech is something you fear and you're in awe of. He had to lower himself to be able to get along with B'nei Bilav B'nei Zilpa. They shouldn't be scared of him. They should feel comfortable with him. So Mamela, Hayamakdin Atzma, Yosef Hunar, used to play with his hair. Like the Rashi says, Misakim Misaroi, Kadesh Yirin Nira Yofa. You know what's Pshat? Hayamakdin Atzma, used to lower himself, Kadesh Lekarvam, in order to make them feel comfortable with him. They should feel loved and on the same level. They shouldn't feel that he's a takif and he's tough. He's so soft, like a little, stalk. And that's the midah of real malchus. Real malchus is not being a takif. Real malchus is being able to understand everybody. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchus Malachim, in Perek Beis, Hilchus Malachim, Malachim Vav. The Rambam, when he describes Malchus, A melech yiyachoinein umirachim. He's able to be choinein, gracious, umirachim, and merciful. Liktanim ugdoilim, to young and old, all people equally. V'yotzo v'yoyvev v'cheftzeyem v'toyvosam. He goes out to see what they need. How can I help them? V'yochis al kvoikotin shebiktanim. He's concerned about the honor of the smallest person around. U'kishemidaber al kol ha'kahal b'loshen rabim yidaber rakus. He talks softly to them. Yizbol tircham. He's able to be soivol the tircha u'masom u'tlunoysom v'kitzbom. Kasha yisa u'meres ha'yoynik. Like a mother who holds a nursing child and understands her baby and does is able to tolerate it all, a melech has a midah to be soft and understanding, that he's able to be v'hunar, like Yosef. I can lower myself to make you feel comfortable, b'nei bilav, b'nei zilpa. This is how he learns up, pashup shad in the pasuk. And this is what we find, he brings down, when Moshe Rabbeinu had to be nifter, in Parshas Pinchas, it says, Yifkoid Hashem alokei ruchoy sechol basar. He asked Hashem to appoint a new leader. What was he asking? Alokei ruchoy, the God of all spirits? So Rashi brings down Chazal. Omar lefono, Moshe said, Ribbono shel olam, golu v'yadua lefanecha. You understand more than anybody. Daitei shekol echod ve'echon ein doimin zeh lazeh. Everybody's so different. Every mind's so different. Which two individuals are alike? Mane alehem manik. We need a leader. She's soivol kol echol ve'echol afidaita. Someone who can understand every individual according to who he is. Elokei rucha, he's only Bari Olam could know who could be the next leader who can understand every individual. This is the madrega that the Pasuk's bringing out of Yosef HaTzadik, the melech, Yosef. How he's able to bend down, understand all the people, and especially B'nai Bil, B'nai Zilpa, that they were suffering from the bizyoinus of the brothers, B'hu Mekarva, and he was Mekarva them to bring them closer. Moridika sensitivity. This is what we have to train ourselves. To be the friend of the guy who no one wants to be friends with. To be Ruach HaBriyah's Noichei Men, everybody should love you, be pleased by you, should be an easygoing person. You know, the Arizal writes, before you start your day every day, you come into Shacharis. Some siddur and printed even. Some of them have it in the print. They write, Hareini mekabel alai mitzvah seh v'haftal recha kamaycha. Some siddur have it. I want to mekabel myself mitzvah v'haftal recha kamaycha. Where does that come from? The Arizal writes, Koidim sha'odom yisadet filosoi. Before every yid starts his davening in the morning, so you have to mekabel the mitzvah that I'm going to love everyone like myself. And you know how much you love yourself, how well you take care of yourself. You know, by lunch when you buy yourself your ice cream, because you love yourself. You have to love every individual like yourself. V'yichavein lehoiv kol echad neYisrael k'nafshoi kal yidei zeh talat filosoi. Only like that does your tefillah go all the way straight up to Shemayim. Kalulam and called tefillah Yisrael, then it can be included in the crown of all the tefillahs Klal Yisrael coming together. V'tuchalalos, mala mala, go all the way up, lasis pri, to make the fruits. And he adds, uvefrat, avas achaverim ha'oizkim b'torah b'yachad. Specifically, your friends that are learning Torah with you, as Mamash what he writes. He's talking Mamash to us b'nei yeshiva. Your friends that are learning Torah with you, b'nei Torah, tzorach kol echol v'echol lichol atzmai kilu eivor echol min achaveim shaloi. I'm one limb with all of you. That's what you have to train yourself to be, says the Arizal. U'ma'oid hizireini mo'irizal. My Rebbe warned me very much about this. Be'inyin avas achaveim shalonu, to have that proper love for one another. His Rebbe, maybe Ramesha Kurdovo, the Ramak, maybe he's referring to. Hakavon, this is something we have to train ourselves to have a feeling of love for each other as one aver, one being. You know, I saw a Moridika Maisa. This Maisa happened in the 1970s. There was Nebuch, a couple that was married for many years and they weren't Zeichet the children. And they went to their Rebbe to ask for a bracha, to have children. And every time they went to their Rebbe to ask for a bracha, he gave them a bracha, but always for something else. He never gave them a bracha for children. Yeah, you should be gebench, mamash, be matzlich in your panosel. Yeah, you should be gebench, be matzlich. Everything brachas for everything but children. After a number of years of constantly going back and not getting the bracha they wanted, they made a meeting with the Rebbe. And the wife broke down in tears. And she said, why can't the Rebbe give us a bracha to have children? This is what we want. We want children. What are we here in this world for? We're married. We want to have children. And the Rebbe says, I'll tell you the truth. I can't give you a bracha for children. One of you hurt somebody many years ago so bad, and you never got mechila. So you can't have children. And they both left the room there thinking to themselves, what are we talking about? Like, they both don't recall anything. And their mom is spending hours that night thinking, Cheshbon HaNefesh, like, what are we talking about? Who remembers something? Finally, the husband remembered. Many, many, many years earlier, when he was a bachur in yeshiva, he said he remembers, Taka, there was a story there that someone was getting married in yeshiva. And the whole yeshiva was going to the chasana. They were going on a bus, a coach bus, all the way long distance to wherever the chasana was. And there was Taka, a bachur in yeshiva was very from. I remember Taka was such a bachur, he said. And yeah, people used to chaper this from bacha. That's how it is. A very from bacha, people chaper. So this bacha brought Nagelwasser on the bus because they're going to fall asleep on the bus and he wanted to have his Nagelwasser before when he gets up from his nap on the bus to be able to wash Nagelwasser. Maybe they drove through the night. Whatever it is. So I took the Nagelwasser and I hid it. You know, I was teasing him like everybody, very normal. I hid the Nagelwasser. And Lamaisa, when he woke up, he was looking, new, where's my Nagelwasser? And everybody was laughing and having fun. And finally, the bus driver chapped, like everybody's getting off the bus, and he's not getting off. And they said, he's Nagelwasser. So the bus driver started screaming at us, give him back his water that he needs, just give it back to him. And we gave it back to him. When he came off the bus, I remember he told me, you hurt me so bad, I'm not moichel you, not in this world and not in the next world. That's Taka what he told me. And it hit him like Taka remembers, that was a story. And he couldn't believe so many years later he's not zaycha to have children because of that. So he said, okay, he has to find where this person lives. And you could imagine what avodah was to track down this person. But after much work, he found where this person lives. And the guy lived in Brooklyn somewhere. He knocks on the guy's door. The person opened the door. And he says, you remember me? And as they start talking for a little bit, he says, oh yeah, I remember you. And I remember what you did to me. I'm not moichel you. This is what he tells him years later. You see how painful it is to be hurt. So he says, he breaks down crying. He says, you don't understand, I'm married for a bunch of years. I don't have children. You have to be moichel for my children. I probably don't have children because of this. He said, you hurt me so bad. You know, you don't understand the pain that you gave me. You killed me. I'm not moichel you. The person starts crying. He says, be moichel me for my wife. My poor wife who married me wants to have children. Please be moichel. And he's begging for mechila and he says, no. So he says to him, okay, I'll be honest with you. I came here because of the Rebbe. They're part of the same chassidus, obviously. I came here because of the Rebbe. And the Rebbe said I should come and get mechila. Be moichel me to cover the Rebbe. And we're not chassidus, we don't understand this, but he said, okay, you know, for the Rebbe, I'll be moichel. And he tackled his moichel. And a year later, he was zeichet a child. This is a true story that happened. And I'll tell you, this ma'isim b'chol yoyim, Rachman al-Tzlan, I just kind of became aware of this because Nebuch, one of our Talmidim, has a broken shidduch. And when someone has a broken shidduch, they need a shtar mechila, that you, whoever broke it, you're hurting the other party. Whatever reason why you broke it, but the ma'isim, you're hurting the other party. So they write down the mechila b'shtar, that you should have a paper writing that you got mechila. And there was a story I just heard over this week. Someone who never didn't have kids, already married now for 4 years, don't have children, and they realized they never really got the shtar mechila. They got remarried, but they never got a shtar mechila from the original breaking of the shidduch. And officially, they're trying to do it over because of that, because they want to be zeicha to children. This is a real thing. A person has to realize there's consequences. If you hurt someone and you pain someone, you have to realize when you're paining someone with words, You're painting someone with just a look, a smile. You make him feel bad. You're laughing at him. These things that you're painting him is like stabbing him in his heart. And these things have consequences, Rachmana Litzlan. Like the Palayoyitz told us, the Rabbeinu Shlom is poireya for this oino, for this pain. And it's a poroyan chazok, like the Palayoyitz says, Rachmana Litzlan. It's a strong payment. This is something we have to think about in Anhoga Ben Adam Machaveiroi. We have to take a chrayas for our actions, the way we act. We have to refine our midos, to refine ourselves, that we should be able to get along with everybody. And not be that person who says sly words to people and hurtful words. You know, Vilna Gaon has a famous letter that he wrote, the Geres Hagro. And the Vilna Gaon, this was his departing letter when he had to take his trip. And it's amazing how he spent such arichus in the letter about this topic that we're talking about. Listen to what the Vilna Gaon writes in his letter to his family. What do I have to go be mayrich about this terrible avera, which is worse than all averas? But lemaisa, even though I don't have to be mayrich, it starts being mayrich. Kol omol adon lepiyu. All your amelus has to be in regard to your mouth. Shekol mitzvoisa v'tayroisa. All your mitzvah that you're going to do your whole lifetime. Einoy maspik. It's not going to be helpful. If something bad comes out of your mouth. What's your role and job in this world? Make yourself like a mute. Close your two lips like two grinders that attach together. Close your mouth. Don't say that thing that you want to say to your friend to make him feel bad. That hurts. B'dvorim asurim, words of Isser. V'i efshar l'shayer, you can't fathom and understand goydol ha-yisurim v'ha-tzorois, the terrible yisurim and tzorois shesoyivo that people have to endure b'shvil dibur echad, for one word. You say one bad word. One bad word to yechaver, one bad word stam, whatever the bad word is. You don't realize how much yisurim and tzorois people have to go through for bad words. And don't think even one word gets lost that's not written down in Shemayim. Till the day you die, everything's being recorded. And he ends with this famous line, every moment in your life that you're able to muzzle your mouth, you can be zoicha because of that closing of your mouth. That a hidden light of pleasure in Olam Haba, that even Malachim can't be Mishayer. Malachim that are up there, that they know what everything's about, they can't be Mishayer for that moment of closing your mouth. Could you imagine a moment of closing your mouth? This is in regard to everything closing our mouth, but definitely specifically in Bein Adam L'Chaver, that what we're talking about. It says a Vilna Gaon, woe is to somebody that killed himself because he had to say that one word. You had to say that thing to your friend. You had to say that hurtful remark. Did you really have to do it? Woe is to somebody that killed himself because he just needed that pleasure of saying that one line. Rachmana Litzlan. And the Vilna Gaon ends off, ha'ikr lizkos la'olam haba b'shmiras piv. The main way you're going to be zeichet olam haba is through watching your mouth. More than all your Torah and your actions, watching your mouth. Your mouth is kodesh kadoshim, and therefore it's something you have to watch. This is what the Vilna Gaon says about watching our mouth. And this is so much more applicable, obviously, in regard to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro with Yeshua. How we have to be so careful with our relationships, our friends, our roommates, our chavrusas. There's so many different areas of our social life. How careful we have to be the way we act and talk. how we relate, that people should be noichei menu, abriya should be ruach, abriya is noichei menu, people should be comfortable and happy with you. And then you know ruach hamakim, noichei menu. Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, in Orchis Yosher, when he talks in his Perek of Midas, he writes the famous thing from Chaim Vital in Shari Kedusha, Shehamidois einam nimnim b'taryag mitzvahs. Why is a midos one of the 613 mitzvahs? If you're telling me midos is so important, and I'm not getting into Olam Haba if I don't have good midos, if I can't act nicely to people, and we act like a behemoth, we're not getting in. With all the Torah, mice and Torah, it's not going to help. So if midos are so important, why isn't it one of the mitzvahs? It's not one of the 613 mitzvahs to have midos. And the teretz is, Kehem ikur v'yisoydei ha-mitzvahs. They're the foundation before the mitzvahs. Uvaladehem eif sheklal l'kayim mitzvahs. Without midas, you don't even have, you don't get the first base to have even the mitzvahs in general. L'chein lo nimnu b'chlal ha-mitzvahs. It's not going to be part of the 613. Midas is all before that. Before your Torah and your Ma'asim Tovim is midas. And he goes on to say, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Matzinu Chazal, we find in Chazal, Hechmiru Ma'oid. They were very machmir, Ba'oinish Midas Rois. The punishment that you get for bad Midas, if you look in the Gemaras and the Chazal that we have, it's tremendous description that the punishment that you have for bad Midas. You're not doing any Aveira, you just have bad Midas. And he enumerates the first three, Kalamas Goa, he brings down Balgaiva, or Kalakoyas, if you're a Balkas, Ralakino, or if you have jealousy, he brings down the Einshim that the Gemara say, we're short on time, so I don't want to go through it. But then he goes further, and he brings a whole list of things, simple things, that you would think, well, what did I do already? It's one word, I didn't really do anything. And he has a whole list here of things that people do, and yet the Einshim are Chomer Ma'id. He brings down the Gemara in Yuma. Someone's malbim pnei chaveri berabim. Ein loy chelik loy l'mabo. This is, he's quoting a mission of us. Perek Gimel. You malbim pnei chaveri berabim. You're in the dining room and you said one thing that the guy got a guy embarrassed from. He said one thing, and the guy got so embarrassed berabim. Ein loy chelik loy l'mabo. The Gemara says, balei loshen hara. You said one word about somebody. Your Baal Lashon Hara, what you like doing. Every night you have to just say one little thing. Eilam chelik leilam haba, he brings down Chazal. Hamachan Hashem l'chaveh, you call someone a nickname. Yoyrid l'gehenim ve'eina oila. You go like Gehenna, he's never coming out. He's quoting Chazals, Mamash Beferish Chazals. What do I do already? You call him a name. It's a nickname, big deal. It's a cute name. It hurt him, he doesn't like it, doesn't appreciate it. Yoyrid l'gehenim ve'eina oila. Shenosnu chitosom be'eretz chayim, which means you matal emel yisera, the Gemara says. You put fright on people. You like to be that tough guy. Yardin legehenim v'nidoinim bo l'doiri doiris. You go down to Gehenim, you get down there for generations. These are small things that you barely did anything. What did I do already? We see the Torah is so makbid on our nidois, how we act. We have to realize, we have to build from bottom up. The Pasuk says in Eov, the famous Pasuk I told you many times, Ayur para adam yivaleit. A person is born like a wild donkey. You start off like a behemoth. You have to refine yourself to make yourself a human being, to refine individual. If you don't work on it, and you don't learn Musar, and you don't work on your hanhaga, you remain a behemoth your whole life. And Rachman al-Tzlan, this Bachar Nebuch who's in the hospital, he had to get stabbed to wake up and realize this basic idea of becoming a mensch. This is simple hanhagas ben adam chaveirim, simple refinement of character traits. This is something we have to think about, to act like an adam. We're short on time, but I want to tell you a maisa. Also, I think very important. We don't realize We spoke about this in the past, I'm not sure this year, but Chazal call it sinas chinam. When you get into a fight with someone, it's called sinas chinam. All fights are sinas chinam. Chinam means for nothing. Because you don't realize all your differences, and there's many Maror Mekoymes that speak about this, all your differences that you have is hevel havala. It's emptiness. It's chinam. For nothing. I want to tell you a Maror Mekoymes that I heard. And this is firsthand from the Rav that was there. A Rav was once saying over a story. He said, there was a new rabbi that came to a community out Midwest. And part of his job, obviously, is to officiate funerals. That's, you know, part of a rabbi's job. So the day he came in, he just became rabbi. And unfortunately, someone passed away and he had to officiate a funeral. So he gets up there at the funeral and they give him the list of all the names that he's supposed to be mentioning. And he says, yeah, Aunt George, Uncle George and Aunt Debbie and all these people are going to miss the person so sorely. And, you know, it's so sad. You know, he gave the whole drasha. He finishes the funeral and everybody files out. And he notices in the back corner, there's one elderly yid crying his brains off. And he couldn't imagine why this guy's crying his brains off. So he goes, he walks to the back of the room and he says, you know, I see you really feel the pain of the loss. Are you a friend of the one that passed away? He said, honestly, it's my brother. He said, it's your brother? He said, I'm so sorry. I didn't even mention your name. I apologize. They didn't tell me. I apologize. He says, well, they didn't know I'm showing up. He says, what do you mean they didn't know you're showing up? It's your brother. I don't understand. He says, I haven't spoken to my brother in 40 years. He said, you haven't spoken to your brother in 40 years? What could your brother possibly have done to you that you won't talk to your brother in 40 years? He says, Rabbi, this is why I'm crying. I don't even remember why I don't talk to him. I can't even remember what happened. But we just don't talk. So the rabbi is saying over this speech, this is the story he says over, and he gave a whole drasha. This Rav, who said over now, which I heard firsthand, he said, after I finished my drasha, an elderly yid came forward from the audience. I was out somewhere speaking. And he says, Rabbi, you should know, I haven't spoken to my sister in 60 years. So the Rav looks at him. Wow, it sounds like competition. Anybody have 80? So he says, what possibly did your sister do that you didn't talk to her in 60 years? He says, let me tell you. When my father passed away, I didn't want anything from the house. In a small old apartment, there was one thing I wanted. He had a menorah that I wanted that menorah badly. And my sister, who was taking care of the whole thing, she called in the cleaning crew. Anything she didn't want, the cleaning crew just cleared it all out, and obviously the menorah was dumped. So he looks at the person, he says, what was this menorah made out of? Like it must have been a gold menorah, some silver menorah, diamonds, jewels, I don't know. He said, no, it happens to be with some cheap copper probably, you know, not very expensive, but you should know, this menorah was from a great-grandfather who was taken out from Russia, communist Russia that was lit over there, and was brought over to American soil, and you can imagine how this was something that was like family. So this menorah was everything. It was mom was like family. And she just threw it out. So the rabbi's thinking, and he says, I still don't really get it. He says, I don't understand. For a menorah that's like family, you ready to throw away something that's really family? It's your sister after all. So for 60 years, you're not talking to your sister, who's real family, because you lost your menorah that's like family? And you can imagine, this yid said, he filled up with tears, and he said, you know, I think I'm going to make a phone call. He was an old man. Baruch Hashem, he probably spoke to his sister before he died. But the point being, is that we have to realize, every single type of machlokes that we possibly could have, in the big picture of what life's really important for, and the real values of life, what really counts in life, there's always much bigger and better in the bigger picture, that it's usually for the most silliness and chinam, for nothingness, that people get into machlokes and differences. And this is something we have to realize. When we want to be mechazik in this inyan, let's think about the differences that we have with our roommates and our chavrusas and our friends, all the different things you might have with your brothers, your sisters, your parents, or whatever else there is. Realize that there's more to life than the silliness that you're unhappy about. And this is something we can all be mechazik in from the Nyana Diyayma, which have a gewaldik chizik, to refine ourselves from the behemoth that we're born into, to make ourselves bnei adam, and then we can be zeicha to true olam haba.